The honeycomb, the blackberry, the moss and other classic stitches of the Aran Islands come together electronically in the latest project from engineer and artist Nora Omerku. Regulars may remember Nora has been teaching young girls to sew computers, but now she's turning her attention to the more traditional stitchwork of her native Galway. Open Source Aran Sweater is a year-long project to create a living archive of Aran knitting as part of a global endeavour called Cut, Make, Do.
Cut May Do is really, it's an extension of the research that I was doing in my PhD. So I was trying to move from beyond thinking about tools and practices to moving on about contemporary issues, like looking at sustainability, looking at things like ethics, looking at how technology affects things that happen in our day-to-day lives. So Cut Make Do, I mean, I have kind of like an interest in fashion and in craft, so Cut Make Do was becoming this platform that allowed me to pursue those interests. And then, I don't know, it just seemed kind of like the most logical thing that I would look at the Aran Sweater as part of this project. And then obviously, with my understandings of open source culture, and then speaking to people like Anna Molia, really got me thinking about like how one could serve the other in a way. It just seems like a logical step for me. Obviously, being from this region, having strong interest in craft, and then having the background in technology, and then just being able to kind of make the dots connect in a way. So I guess that's probably how this kind of project kind of came about then. I really want to take time to do it. I think it's important how we approach knitters, how we document the experience for them, and, you know, all of those types of things as well. And I really want to make sure that also that the website is also Australia as well as it is Asperla. So that's also making sure that we have like translators and all that kind of thing as well. So at the moment, I'm just putting together the funding for this project, and then it will be a year-long project. And then at the end, we'll have a website that is bilingual, because it's important that it's bilingual. And also we'll have, you know, documentation of interviews, we'll have patterns, and we'll also have videos as well for people to go and look. And also this story, the history of the actual Aran Sweater as well, will also be documented on that site as well. And people like Anna Molia and is, you know, a key, you know, component of that. And yeah, I think it's important for Irish culture and Irish heritage as well. That's like, that something like this should exist in a way. So I mean, even you can see already that there's a new website where they're going to like digitize the National Archives. So I guess, you know, there is interest in the digitization process. So, but I guess I don't want to just make 3D models of objects. I want to have something that's really experiential, and it tells kind of like a very interesting story, not only from like, you know, in terms of like, oh, this is how you knit an Aran stitch, but also gives an insight into the minds of the people that actually are doing this. So I think it's really important, and it's a huge part of our culture. Fascinating to think about like the evolution of it as well, and like how clothing basically responded to functionality. So, you know, the idea of like they needed to be able to carry things, and even like responding to things like the weather, and responding to things like, you know, so they used to have like petticoats they would like hike up, and then because, you know, they didn't want the fronts of their petticoats to get damaged from walking on the ground or trailing on the ground or whatever, and then how that then became kind of like a fashion then. So I mean, it's just, I think that the history of clothing, if you look at it, it's just in terms of thinking of kind of like function and fashion as well, like thinking about kind of like the case study of the Aran Islands as well. It's just really fascinating. Anna Molia is somebody that I approached initially because I wanted to, I mean, she has like such a strong history in terms of like she is directly connected to knitters on the Aran Island and in Clare, and you know, regionally, she's quite connected directly to Lota Nirez. So there is like a strong history and these like connections as well. So she has like an awful lot of insights into the process of making a jumper and what's involved and why an Aran jumper is an Aran jumper. Obviously you see an awful lot of like high street retailers selling Aran stitch cardigans. It's an Aran stitch, but it's machine made. So it's not an Aran stitch. An Aran stitch is something that is handmade and hand knitted. So this is one project that is coming from Cup Megdu, and it's called the Open Source Aran Sweater Project. So there, I have also a long-standing interest in open source as well. So open source is about kind of like access to information, having access to information and knowledge being there for whenever you need it. So the thing about Aran sweaters is that this information is already all out there. So this archive, this digital archive, which is what essentially it will become, is actually just a way of collecting all of the information that is already accessible to anybody that actually goes and looks for it, but having kind of like a repository there so that it's much more accessible and much more kind of when you go search for it on Google that it's right there at your fingertips. So basically what this project is going to be a collection of interviews with actual knitters. It'll become also a resource for people who actually kind of want to download patterns and find out more information about the actual history of the actual Aran sweater as well. So it's kind of three things. It's also kind of like an experiential kind of exploration of what it means to actually be a knitter or like an Aran sweater knitter, and also then it becomes like promoting Irish heritage and Irish craft, but also kind of modernising the approach, the access that we actually have to this information as well, and putting it kind of like on a scale that it becomes kind of more accessible to people outside of Ireland, and they get and they understand kind of like why, you know, this is an Aran sweater and, you know, something that you buy in a store like Topshop or Warehouse that has, you know, Aran stitched on it is not.
Nora Merku there on bringing Aran knitting online, and you can keep up with the progress of open source Aran sweater and Omerku's other projects at noraomerku.com.